This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, and from the shores beyond the sea. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. Sounds like victory, and there's no greater victory than cavalry, and there's no greater cavalry than the Power Hour Cavalry. And we're forming posse, and we're going to go back and fight the War of the Jews. That first century battle between Rome and the Jewish nation. We're going to go to Dallas. I found something very, very important about Dallas. I found something that implicates Lee Harvey Oswald in the assassination, a letter from a CIA agent to his children that he was to reveal after his death the secrets. And he had a lot to say, let me tell you. And we're also going to go to Mount Sinai because I've come across a very, very wonderful piece of information that came to me from one of my faithful friends in Florida. It was in a video about weather and anomalies and such like that. What was included was the fact that there's a Mount Sinai in Saudi Arabia, and it fits the biblical definition of what we're looking for. And the Saudis are planning to destroy it. Rip it apart, pulverize it into the ground, and make a new Babylon, a monster city 33 times bigger than New York City. I would probably look at that as saying it's like a renewed Babylon of some sort. It's going to be called Neom. It's all fenced off. You can't get in if you're a heathen like us and you try to get too close. The Saudi police are all over you and prevent you from, you know, taking pictures or looking at anything. It's kind of like their Area 51. But there's an intriguing documentary out on that, and I'm going to see if I can round up somebody from that documentary for our next time out in 2 weeks. It just left me breathless, really, to, you know, just look at the ground where most likely Moses walked and God came down. The beautiful thing about this Mount Sinai is the mountaintop is black. It was hit with something very, very intriguing, to say the least. And there's a split rock. And the rocks in front of the split rock are smooth, as if water was flowing over them. And many other things. It's just mind-boggling. But of course, you know, we do live in the era of deception. I guess it's always been the era of deception, and the truth is the most repeated lie, and Satan has dominion over this lie factory. He's the master of all these things, and basically, you know, we have to peel away many, many, many veils to get even close to the truth. Thomas Jefferson said, "Question with boldness even the existence of a God, because if there be one, he must approve the homage of reason and the blindfolded fear." Scripture also gives us a great incentive. 2 Timothy 2:15, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And that's a very, very important thing. And that's something that, you know, pretty much you're only going to find on Power Hour Nation, where we strictly divide the word of truth. We had Eric Zeus on our last time out, and I'm sure we ruffled some feathers with his analogies on Paul and what happened. And I wasn't the most informed, really, on more ancient history, I must admit. And, you know, I've just made that a passion the last couple of days to look at it. And I'm very intrigued because I understand the concepts of war and propaganda and what happens in a police state for other eras. And, you know, these principles still apply way back then. And it's just absolutely amazing to look at that era without the rose-colored glasses and see what came out of Rome. And it's something I think we have to be very, very concerned about. Eric used methodology to work on some of his projects. I use logic, the laws of logic. What is, nothing's going to change it. That's what it is. And no matter what we do to change what it is, that's what it is, whether we know it or not, see it or not, understand it or not, it is until we figure it out. And when we have contradictions, those are little divining rods to point us in the direction of what is. That's called the excluded middle. When we exclude it and refine our opinions, our analysis, and point more in the truth. I believe very, very sincerely that there are very, very sincere truths that Jesus told us. And they're divining rods to point us to parts that aren't true. And one of the big ones, of course, has to be the truth sets you free. Very, very important. That is, you know, like a cornerstone of Christianity. That's a cornerstone of reality. And I have to ask you, brothers and sisters, you know, to go look in the mirror and ask yourself one day, or you can look at yourself and see your responses. Are you free? Is your country free? Is the world free? Or, as I understand it by and large, are we all slaves to the money traders? Still, even today, the money changers that Christ kicked out of the temple, bodily, physically, threw them out. I think they still have legion control over us. And if they do, then we probably don't have the best example of the truth yet, because we're not free. But there was an era, there was a time when humanity was freed. Short though it had been, it existed. And that was the big fight where we took you back in time on the last show to get you in sync with the battles and discussions that were going on in the time after Christ had left us. And that's very, very important as a time, as an issue, to know what these battles were, because the victor, Rome in this case, writes the history. And you went against Caesar in any of your writings, as I was learning the last couple of days, you're just put to death. If you were lucky, you were banished. And he wrote the official history. And then they found things like the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Nag Hammadis, and such like that, where we have unvetoed, as our guest Eric said, representations of the time and the era back then. And those are something we have to look at very, very clearly. And without wild emotions, because we have to understand that deception is Satan's tool and is used against us, and he has far greater powers than we do, and that's why we have to be very discerning, like Scripture said. And we can't be too upset. Like, I know if we carried this on for an extended period of time, like, we could go right back to biblical times, and, you know, we could have whipping and stoning and incarceration and even crucifixion for people being at odds with other opinions and getting angry. That doesn't solve anything. I hear, you know, we have great feedbacks from Max Egan as a guest from our Australian radio, The Crow House, and he's a brilliant man, and one of his most controversial works was, of course, Everything's a Lie. And he took a big beating for that in the computer warfare that, you know, they hacked his systems, destroyed his hard drives. He's been under great duress for that show and those statements. But again, he's looking for the truth, I believe, sincerely. And because he's doing that, he's working to set us free. And that's very important. And I think a lot of other people are too. Well, they might not exactly do it on your wavelength. So don't get angry at them, because sooner or later we'll stumble on this truth. And when we do, we'll be free. And the people who search for these truths are our freedom fighters. And, you know, a funny thing that we have here is I actually looked up this conference that Max is going to, because I know he's busy in February. He's going to Acapulco to speak. So I just assumed at the time, because I didn't know better, that he was going to speak on his own. But no. There's an event there called Anarchapulco. And you can't believe the speakers that are going to be there. And this is, I believe, around February 17th and such. It's a shame it can't be, just simulcast on the Power Hour, because a lot of our friends are there. Ron Paul, Andrew Napolitano, David Icke, Cynthia McKinney, just to name a few, just floored me. G. Edward Griffin, you know, I'm very, very happy with him. He's going to be there as well. And, of course, you know, Power Hour's just devotee and inspiration, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to be there as well. So, you know, you just look at this as, you know, this is like live reality power hour down at this conference. It's probably far more important than Davos, to be sure. And, you know, probably something that should be talked about. I'm bouncing off Max if he's there for the next time, if he has time to spare, maybe, to give us a live play-by-play of what's happening, what people are saying, what's new and important among the great thinkers of alternative media. That would be fantastic to hear. Because we need the truth. We need it more now than ever, because a time is coming where they're preparing this New World Order system. And this is the whole thing with this Saudi city, this neon, is this is going to be an artificial intelligence city. It's going to be more robots in it than people. And I guess you've got the room to spare if it's 33 times bigger than the New York City area. And this is extremely dangerous. But I believe God left us a clue in the words. And it's the beautiful thing about words is sometimes they're almost like sealed, like parts of scripture that can only be revealed at a certain time. Because we can say Mount Sinai a million times and just never really figure it out what it means. Sin, AI. So when they build this neon over what may in fact, in reality, be Mount Sinai, the place where Moses spoke with God, where they destroy it, desecrate it, and ruin it, and turn it into a computer bot environment. It's a sin. And it's a sin brought to us by AI, artificial intelligence. So that's almost encoded in the word since thousands of years, and it's just there to be revealed, to see it. And, you know, it's a shame that the Saudi government and the things they do aren't really open to more critical examination. You know, like when I hear the stories of female activists being imprisoned, beaten, whipped, this murder that happened with Khashoggi, the reporter, and how this is being, you know, basically whitewashed by corporate media just for the sake of the money changers, basically, because it's for the almighty dollar. Everything we degenerate to is ultimately for the power of the money changers. And that is just something that really can't be. They must be finally, once and for all, ejected from our lives, not just from the temple. In Rome, you know, they had a saying back then, in Latin, of course, and I disagree with Max on the fact that, you know, Rome didn't exist or something like that, because I believe the deep state in my own mind is Rome still. And that's why the Pope is Pontifex Maximus. That's why in my mother's generation, you know, everyone in high school had to learn Latin, the official language of Rome. Because cujus ejus, that means the state fixes the religion. They have power over it. A very interesting concept. We'll be back to you after the break. Welcome to Power Our Nation, a faithful nation under God. See you on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund, host of my own little website brought to me by a great man from California, conspiracy-cafe.com. We're here to dig for the truth, divine the truth, something we are allowed to do in Scripture, something we're able to hold up to the light because the truth does set us free. And one of the most important things Christ also said as a divining rod, when he was speaking of Peter once, I remember the first time I read that, is something you just never forget. It's almost like where were you on 9/11 or something like that, is just, Satan, get behind me. So I was just shocked at the fact that Christ would refer to one of his disciples as Satan. And then Satan manifests to be the rock of the foundation of the Roman Church. And when we look at then and now, we can compare using logic. Is this true? Is this a divining rod? This is truth. This is not something that's been in error or misquoted or mistranslated, because we see how it grew, what it grew into, and it grew into Satan. It became a city-state. It became part of Rome. It was something under control of Caesar. It was something that invoked the Inquisition, torture, manifested war. It became basically the temple of the money changers, because we have the Vatican Bank formed in, I believe, 1942. Something that was probably used to launder the stolen assets from Nazi Germany and send them all over the world. It's a den of pedophiles and other forms of sex offenders. And obviously, before it even come out of the seed, Christ knew what it was, that it was, as some translations say, Antichrist or Satan, that he was right on the money.
Now, this is something, you know, we have to deal with, that anything that is a branch off of this is the same thing, something from the money tree. It's just like almost anything that's done by anyone, including various churches, is only done for money and not for the right thing. Because if you do it because it's the right thing, generally you're taking punishment and you're not going to get any money for it. You're not going to get a reward. And that takes us to Rome, too, because back in those days, Pax Romana, paying tribute to Rome, was the big thing. And if you didn't pay your taxes, the Roman legions came down on you like 10 tons of boulders on your head. They held you upside down, shook you, and they got their tribute. Make no mistake about it. And we look at the United States and we can say that we have a word, Pax Americana. And do you pay your tributes? Because if you don't, we don't have the legions, we have something else that's probably maybe even worse than the legions. It's the IRS, and they come down your head and jump all over you and tear you apart and garnish your wages or seize your property or take everything in pretty much exactly the same way that this was done before. So that's why I believe the deep state is Rome, because it still does the same thing, the same techniques with the same methods over and over and over again. You know, a funny thing, too, in one documentary I just watched that I don't have on my website yet, but, you know, they just got into the Senate, could pass basically a law or ordinance or something that would deify someone. And, of course, Caesar's at the top of the list. And they did that with various Caesars. And, you know, when we had McCain pass away, and you just looked at this, like, overkill of stuff. You know, 24/7, you know, he's eulogized on TV, radio, the print media, just ad infinitum, ad nauseum, I guess, if we play with Latin. And, you know, did somebody deify him in secret that we didn't know about or something like this? And, you know, pretty much it's probably better he goes down the memory hole. But this is just unfathomable, really, that those systems are still alive today and still controlling us. And I firmly believe in the losing side of the argument back then, the Moses side, that that's when we were set free. God gave power to Moses. I don't know if he's going to give power like that to another human being. That can happen, though. That's in the Dead Sea Scrolls and the War Scrolls, that there's two saviors that can come to save us. One will be a king and one will be a priest. And they will vindicate us from this terrible evil we're in. So if we were set free, then obviously following the laws of Moses were probably very, very important. And that's something that God wanted and mandated for us. And it's not until we break it that it seems that that freedom that the truth is supposed to give us kind of evaporates, and it's not as good as it was before. So that's why I lean in that direction, because for that period of time, that short period of time, I wish it was open in Saudi Arabia, that we could go to that site and walk on that ground and feel that, like Jesus prayed on the Mount. It's very important. Very important. It's in our scripture that survived. So even if Rome tampered with things, there are still elements that survived that they probably didn't know might have power. And those are things we have to read and manifest to get that power back. Anyway, we got a break for the news and other information. So please stand by. I'm your host, George Freund from Canada, taking us back to that terrible war in the first century, the War of the Jews and Rome.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Thursday at the White House says a deal could be brewing in Congress on keeping the government open.
They are working on something, and both sides are moving along. We'll see what happens.
William Barr, President Trump's nominee for Attorney General, moved one step closer to confirmation after winning approval from the Senate Judiciary Committee. The 12-10 party line vote endorsed Barr's nomination, which could see the Senate floor as soon as next month. And the Republican senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, is happy to hear that.
I think we need a new attorney general. I appreciate what Mr. Wicker has done, but I think the time has come for new leadership at the department.
Major League Baseball Hall of Fame outfielder Frank Robinson, the first player to win the MVP in both leagues and later become the first African-American manager in baseball, has died at the age of 83. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your Canadian guest host, George Freund, the originator of Conspiracy-Cafe and a regular talk show avant-garde host and guest and such, always trying to push the envelope a bit to get that cranial fluid gelled up and get it thinking, connect the neurons. But of course, Power Hour Nation exists on you. It is very important. They give you health. They can give you wealth. They can give you news and information that can save your soul. And it's something that you should be very, very concerned about is Power Hour Mall, the way we pay for the gas. And this week we have the vaccine CD set, Sherry Rogers 2018 interview show CD special. All of her 2018 interviews, Willard Water, 10% off, 16 ounce.
gallons 25% off while supplies last. That's a limited quantity. Buy an Oxygen American product and get a free OxyLift. Sherry Rogers recommended products, 10% off. Sherry on Monday. Good Health Naturally, 10% off. Some more for the warehouse sale. Robert will be in on Tuesday. Strouth Heart Drops, 10% off. Living Clay, 10% off. The warehouse moving sale. Everything must go, up to 50% off selected items while supplies last. Take advantage of the sale prices. Cardio Miracle Nitrate Oxide Health Drink, the Miracle Molecule. You can order that. Visit cardiomiracle.com/powerhour or call 1-877-817-98. Oh, and I got a number missing there. 98. And I got a 2, and I should be have another number there. Maybe Catherine can send that along to me, or I can peek. I think I have my backup plan stuck down here. Yes, there we go. 1-877-817-9829. Good thing I opened that page just as a little precaution. The vaccine set, $20. August 27, 28, 2-hour show. Guest, Dr. Tom Cowan. September 25, 2018, 2 hours. Guest, J.B. Handley. February 16, 2018, 2 hours, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Also included is the Power Hour vaccine sheet printout. And these vaccines are, you know, murderous slime they put in our body. It seems there's a, you know, a horrible war. And it's not just an information war, a spiritual war, but there's a war to give us substitutes for everything, really, so that instead of having, you know, Garden of Eden products that God gave us that are going to regenerate and grow our bodies and help us live long, happy lives, they substitute everything. Maybe they take things out or they add things that are poison to denigrate our bodies. And, of course, you know, in the media, they do that to denigrate information, to turn us amongst ourselves, to get us to basically give up our sovereignty, our personal sovereignty, our country's sovereignty. And then, of course, spiritually, they work on us to get us to just basically surrender our soul to whatever satanic monster they want to develop, and worse yet, to try to break our contact with our living God, the God who created us. And, you know, that's just something we can't really allow to happen. And one place where there's a good battlefield for that, of course, is Power Our Nation. As we left off on the other side of the news, you know, Acts 7, 48-51 is very, very clear about temples, what God had to say. And, you know, why should we listen to God, right, when we have Pontifex Maximus to be the vicar of Christ and tell us how to think and what to do? You know, that just logically sounds like we're being led into a minefield, in my opinion. But it's very, very clear. How be it the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet. Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord. It's not just like idle conversation, I don't think. I read into this. This is a very sincere message. Or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears? Ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. That sounds like quite an admonition to me that, you know, frequently we're on the wrong path. And when I look at the temple idea, as I was studying the war with the Jews, when the Romans sacked Jerusalem and destroyed the temple, you know, the Jews were in the temple, and they were expecting that this is the apocalypse, and they were expecting the arrival of the Messiah to save them, and they were killed and slaughtered, and the temple was burned to the ground. And, you know, how does this happen, of course? It's because we're using it for the wrong purposes. As I heard in a little aside in this documentary I watched, they sacrificed their animals, but they weren't sacrificed to the Lord. They were sacrificed to Caesar. And what started the war in the first place was they stopped sacrificing an animal to Caesar, and that was a slap in his face and was one of the divining moments to start this war. That was just absolutely brutal by any standards, and considering the limited amount of population and such back in the day, it was a horrible, horrible time. And when they sacked places, the Romans surrounded them and didn't let any food get in, and people were reduced to cannibalism, and they were deprived of everything, including enough water. And it was just a horrible, horrible, horrible time. Because still, instead of being on the footstool where Moses was, on that mount, we were in our man-made things. And I guess it's easy for us to understand because we're human and we make these little shelters and everything seems fine. But our God tells us that His is better. And I don't think anything of it to step outside in the great outdoors, that great footstool under the sun, the stars, the clouds, the blue sky, whatever He provided for me to do my praying out there and feel that, that is a better source of power and inspiration than to be in basically a phone booth that may be disconnected because we're not using it properly. You know, the other commandments in Exodus 20 are very, very clear. And we throw them out like babies with the bathwater because I've only heard of one person ever tell me that they saw a church like that, but that was the church without an altar. But Exodus 20, 23, ye shall not make me gods of silver, neither shall ye make me gods of gold. Well, that sounds like it's very, very clear, you know, that you shouldn't be doing this sort of thing. And when you look at any big cathedral that Pax Romana built a church out of, they're just loaded with gold and silver, primarily gold. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings, and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. Now that sounds pretty important. So, you know, that's like, this is how the phone works to God, right? So, you know, you do this kind of stuff, and I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. Now, why would you want that? Is there, you know, when you hear this, when you read this, does any church take the altar out and throw it away and bring in the unhewn stones that God talks about? I doubt it, because we have manifested ourselves to say, we're going to do it our way. It's our way or the highway. But we're not rumbling teenagers at home with mom and dad. We're adults to the Creator, God. And we're being tested. And there's a time going to come when everything will be refined. God does use the refining, and you know what it is. It's the fire. We will be tried in the fire. And what is sincere and true will survive, and what is not will be burned and consumed. You guys are taking a heck of a chance there. 25, if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone, for if thou lift up any tool upon it, it has been desecrated. I could say, I'm looking for a church like that. I don't know if there is one. Maybe there is somewhere, and I haven't found it, unless we just do house church, which is something that I've been more keen to participate in. Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. And I've never seen an altar without steps. So we're doing it all wrong, and we expect results. And it's not like we're doing it all wrong to, you know, some political power or your boss at work. Even he would chastise you if you do everything wrong. We're doing this to the Almighty, the God that created us, the God of heaven and earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we're just thumbing our nose, and we expect that we're going to go into a world now where we have major powers that have nuclear weapons, and we have human beings that can push a button and bring on a lake of fire pretty much anywhere and everywhere and desecrate life on the entire planet. It will restore itself after time, and the reset, in God's time, will come to pass eventually. We just won't be here to see it. Or, again, His natural reset buttons are places like Yellowstone, shaking and baking, the ground is rumbling, trying, do I have your attention? May I have your attention, please? Will you listen to some of the things that I have told you in Scripture, because I am your God and you say you are my faithful? And there's just like an echo in the place and nobody answers. And then we expect that somehow we're going to be saved. And that's another thing that I find very, very challenging, because there's a logic question there. All Christians believe they're saved. Revelation says 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, 144,000 people. Sometimes I wonder how we can get a number that high. We got to work on some issues. And we'll be back on the other side of the break. George Freund from Canada, Power Our Nation, loyal unto God.
Yeah. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm George Freund, your guest host from Canada. And we were discussing some of the things in Scripture that God seems to require and demand of us that somehow just don't seem to get put on the plate too often. One other verse that was very, very important to me, and I share it with you, Jeremiah 7:1-14. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Stand in the gate of the Lord's house, and proclaim there his word, and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah that enter at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not
in lying words, saying the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. You'd like to have a little Maxwell Smart to go in there, you know, just give a little comedy or something like that. You know, hint, hint, hint. This is very, very important. For if ye thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if ye oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Sounds like a good deal to me. Sign me up. Behold, ye trust not in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations? Is this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. But go ye now unto my place, which was in Shiloh, where I will set my name at the first, and see what I did to it, and the wickedness of my people Israel. And now because ye have done all these works, saith the Lord, and I spoke unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye heard not, and I called you, and ye answered not. Therefore I will do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein ye trust, and unto the place which I gave to you, and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh. Very short, very succinct, an admonition, a testimony of what will happen to us if we don't amend our ways. A commandment, really. Amend your ways and your doings. That's directly from God. And pretty much most people would just sit down and let it pass over them, I'm sure. And this will take us to that test, the final test. Like when we have the banks, you know, we do the stress test for the banks. I look at this as what I'm doing is what God commanded me to do a stress test for faith. Like they do the stress test for the banks. And when they do these tests for the banks, they fail. And then they cover it all up and sweep it aside and then cover it with gravy. And then no one knows what really happened anyway. But there's no getting away from it, of course, because ultimately it can have a financial collapse. And then ultimately there's no getting away from this because ultimately we'll have God's reset button go off in one way or another. I don't think man is stupid enough to push the button to cause some kind of cataclysmic war. What disturbs me is the sin AI. Artificial intelligence has no understanding of life or right or wrong. And I see that very clearly as most likely being the cause of it. And once it gets started, of course, well, then human beings will have to participate. And, of course, as Joyce always used to say, the only winning move is not to play the game. Because if we play that game, everybody loses. And I'd like to think that, you know, we're better than that. It's very, very important. Very important. And we just can't let it go idly by. Psalm 68 has something very important to say too. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice, sing unto God, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before them. So you notice they didn't say his name had anything to do with Amen, that thing we put in prayer all the time. That's something that just, it's like heaven flees, just drives me, because I think that was something that Rome inserted, because it goes to Amun-Ra, the sun god, and it's just too close for comfort to be. Like, why is that so important to you? To invoke what could be another name for God and completely derail. It's like phoning the wrong number. You need 911? No, push 666. You're in there. No, you're not. Why say it? Amend your ways. God told us to amend our ways. That we have lies before us many, many times. And sometimes they're just inserted just so innocently. And we repeat them like robots. But we're not robots. We're sentient human beings. And that's part of the message from God today is to start to clean up the lies and dust out our house and maybe even step outside and pray and just feel the power of the earth and the heavens and connect. Remember, Joyce did a show ages and ages ago about walking barefoot on the land and that energy comes in through your feet, through your bare feet. That's like God's energy from the ground. I forget what it was all called and what it was about, but it was very, very important. And, you know, I just see that there's almost like a conspiracy that everybody's got rubber bottom shoes so that you negate the electrical energy force that can come into your body, the natural thing. So maybe going shoeless from time to time is very, very important, very, very necessary. There's also a lesser known prophet in the Bible, Habakkuk. So that's one, I don't think I've ever heard a sermon on him, and for whatever reason that ended up on my plate over the last couple of days. And he had some very, very interesting things to say too, talking about the rampant sin around him and the punishment from God that we may have to deal with. That in this analogy we have here, that we should never question things or look into things, but we should ask God in this book about these questions. And part of the responses is that we have trouble with the Babylonians and the Chaldeans will come in and overwhelm us. And we have a problem in the world now today with, you know, a certain tribe coming in and overwhelming us and taking us over. Is this something that, you know, we see that may have been outlined by this prophet, is that by not doing what we're supposed to do and obeying what we're supposed to obey, that we've opened the door to allow the return of a Babylon to come back? And it's really ironic that this Babylon will be built by the Saudis and desecrate what was ultimately probably the most important place on earth to be with God. And that's just so important, because we can do it, and we have to do it. And if we don't do it, it's going to be done for us. And it's just like, you know, when you're being punished, whether you're in the military or by mom and dad, it's going to be as pleasant if somebody else has got to do it for you. So something to very much keep in mind. And we're coming up to the break, and we'll come back probably with some news on the other side and change the subject. I'm George Freund, your host today on Power Hour Nation. Glad to have you aboard.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.